Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A, FAYETTE 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, saints. Greetings to you. You listen to the, I'm your host, Deacon Bell, and Brother Satan with the Blog Talk Radio broadcast of Straightway Truth Ministry. If you would, please give me some tens or something in the chat room. Let me know how I'm coming in. Broadcasting here in the New Tabernacle. Okay, Brother Steve's giving me a 10. Hey, saints, don't y'all forget to go to the Pastor Dow's YouTube page and check out the info he put out for the Dry Bones Rising meeting in Atlanta. Dry Bones Rising Conference in Atlanta. The dates July, November 28th, 2019. The meeting starts at 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. So be there if you can. Hallelujah. But go to the website, Pastor's YouTube page, and he has the info there. Still tens. All right. Hallelujah. Everybody's giving me tens. Cool. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Well, thanks. It's been a little while since I've been back here with you on the Broad Talk, fellowshipping with you all. I typed in the chat, and I missed you all, family. Hallelujah. Especially all you northern saints who are always faithful being here. Hallelujah. Brother Steve, of course, my co-host, Brother Ugly, my faithful brother, our family for Jesus, and Brother Samuel. Hallelujah. All of you all sitting here and called in. Bless you all, saints. It's a joy to be with you tonight. Pastor, the man of Yah, our pastor, preached a good word to help keep us in line and focused yesterday with how we should walk and keep our focus, not chasing, not let the enemy distract us from what we should be doing, having us chasing our tails or chasing after them, in the natural. When what was our warfare? Not carnal, but the mighty through Yah. So we take him to prayer, and which is the best way to fight. Like the old song goes, you can talk about me, and I'll talk about you while I'm on my knees. So we pray those enemies against our, pray those prayers against our enemies. Psalms 109, hallelujah. Let the Father take care of them when it's time in his court. And he's going to judge righteously because he's a righteous judge, like Pastor pointed out. He may want to do, we come to him as a father, but he's a righteous judge. He's going to do things according to his word, which will take care of the enemy when it's time. But, the enemy out there, he really hates this fellowship, saints. He really does. I say that always has him, he's in the uproar. He wants to do everything he can to, thank you, brother. Psalms 109, Psalms 35. But he's always in the uproar, he's always going about seeking whom he can devour. And he's using these devils out there, these false witnesses, the Brian Coward, what's that dude's name? R. Kelly. People like Kathy Smith. The slanders in that ministry out there, that elder out there in California. Little elder Michael Johnson, I think his name, that Elder Rufus called him. But anyway, but you know, these devils are gonna they rise up to do that. And that's because they hate what the Most High, the Hasatan in them hates what the Most High is doing here. Yeah, Gina Murray. You know, she's the husband of Mr. Murray. But anyway, you know, but these devils are rising up, you know, speaking all this slander. You know, using their devouring tongue to seek to sway the minds of the simple, or those who have the same like spirit. Those are the ones they're really going to get, the same ones who have that same evil thing in their own heart. That familiar spirit within them is going to connect with that darkness that they're putting out, with the lies, the wickedness that they're putting out, because you know, they're the father of the devil. And that's going to they're going to draw those flies to themselves. All those wicked people that want to, you know, have that same ear. You know, they don't have the an ear for truth. But hallelujah, you know. Let the heathen rage. Well, let the enemy rage. He's gonna do his thing. You know, if we go over to Revelations 12:17. Wait a minute. But yeah, Revelations 12:17 says this. I was just reading that earlier. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of Yah and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. You know, so that enemy, the dragon, you know, and his children, you know, those who say they're of Yah, but doing the work of the devil. Of course, they think they're doing Yah's service by, you know, saying the evil things, the lies that they're speaking against us. You know, I ain't gonna go through them all, but you know, they're lying. I mean, they got the devil. He can't touch us in the truth, so he has to speak a lie. But I mean, that's his field. You know, so they're gonna lie on you, slander you, and lie on the slanderous, and just all to sway the hearts of the simple, or those who will give them ear with like spirits. But you know, but we're the truth. You know, and Daniel, go to Daniel 21 for a minute, please. Let's go to Daniel 10, 21. Read the scripture. Can you post that, please, Brother Ugly? Daniel 10:21. So I pray everybody had a great Sabbath, enjoyed the word, and have been praying like pastors, you know, preach to us to do. You know, been praying in the Spirit. Which many deny nowadays, you know, the Antichrist spirit that's working in these children of disobedience. You know, they, you know, of course, you know, no one needs the Holy Spirit. You don't speak in tongues, so that's babbling. Or it's not, you know, just all the things they, you know, the lies they say. The things they say to overthrow anyone's faith, the people of Yah's faith that believe that they have the Spirit, they have received of the Spirit. You know, so you better be careful what table you eat out of. You got to hear pastors out. You better listen to him. Stay away from these false shepherds out there. Listen to the shepherds in this ministry. You know, we got our pastor. We got Pastor Dow. We got Pastor Core. So let's listen to the man of Yah and follow his instruction. Well, hallelujah. So keep praying in the Spirit. You know, this one, you know, when Daniel had the conversation with the angel. Of course, thanks, you know, go back and read things in context, please. But I'm just going to read this to you real quick. But let me declare, I'm in the scriptures version, Brother Ugly. But let me declare to you what is written in the scripture of truth. And there is no one strengthening himself with me concerning these except Michael, your head. You know, he talked about, you know, but he mentioned the scripture of truth. You know, when we have the spirit of truth, right, sons of Yah, people of Yah, the spirit of truth whom the world can't receive. That's why a lot of the enemies out there speak the things they speak, and they can do it with, you know, with no compunction, no problem, because they don't have the spirit of truth. You know, if any of us are speaking a lie, there should be something within us that reproves, that, you know, the Holy Spirit within us should rise up and reprove and rebuke us. Hey, you're transgressing the word. What are you doing? You know, I'll just speak for myself. It's hard for me to lie. I don't want to lie. Can we do it? Yeah. But I don't want to, because I got that law in my heart. that's been in there about that the law has been written in my heart from receiving the Ruach HaKodesh. You know, so I'm not going to just willfully sin against him. But, you know, in that slanderous video, you know, that pastor pointed out, you know, he tried to get Elder Rufus tried to get those men to bring forth the accusation, but they couldn't do it. But, you know, that's because they don't have no truth in. You know, but he just used the truth. Hey, you know, let's put it out there. What's your proof? If you don't have none, then you're a false witness. You know, like the scriptures say, hey, as it's written in the scripture, thou shalt not bear false witness. But those evil devils did that. So, but that's on them. Hallelujah. But you know, they're warring after the flesh. And we who have been born of the Spirit, we don't war after the flesh. We war after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Wait a minute. Now let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. I want to read something out of there real fast. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's go to verse 12. Come from the King James, please, Brother Ugly. Let me get there. But you know, family, we do need to abide in the love of this fellowship. Don't let the enemy shake you out of the flock. You know, because he's going around seeking whom he can pluck out. You know, trying to pick off the straying sheep. For those who are, you know, dwelling too close to the edge, we need to be tight knit. Thanks, we are tightened up. We bound together. Hallelujah. With one another. Let the love of Yah keep us close to each other. And be a shield and a buckler for us all as well. You know, to that love of Yah shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit now. Hallelujah. For those who have it. If you don't have it, get it. You need to get it. Read Pastor's newsletter. Study that. And then be seeking after it. Hallelujah. Then Peter says this. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. You know, right? And the present truth that we're in right now is the ministry that the Most High has us in here straightway. What Pastor Dowell's been preaching to us, the word he's been ministering to us. That's the truth we've been walking after. You know, we're following him as he follows Christ, which is good for our souls. You know, we got a righteous shepherd that's leading the way for us, feeding us with knowledge and understanding, giving of himself tirelessly, you know, laboring abundantly for us all. You know, so let's make sure we continue to uphold the man of Yah as well as he leads us. Hallelujah. And Paul, dang it, keep saying Paul. And Peter also said this too, in verse 19. We also have a more sure word of prophecy. Warn until you do well that you take heed unto a light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. In your hearts. Knowing this first that no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretation. So you can't just be making your own doctrines like these. Like this Antichrist spirit, these men who are denying the Christ that bought them, saying that there is no, you know, that there is no Messiah, you know, denying the Messiah, you know, and they want to be kings, they're making themselves King David or whatever else they're coming up with, but you know, but the Antichrist spirit, you know, that spirit is definitely on the rise, operating in religious folk, especially. Can't leave them out, you know, because scribes and Pharisees, they hated Jesus. So, the same spirit in them, they hate Christ in you as well. And you see how they go after the man of Yah. You know, but that's okay. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Hallelujah. But we're going to keep doing what we're supposed to do, saints. All right, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to read verses 10 through 18. Hallelujah. Of course, you know, over in Daniel, when I was talking about the scripture of truth, you know, what did Jesus say when he combated the Hasatan? When he came to tempt him, what did he say? What did Jesus say? it is written. You know, of course, I think the King James Version says noted in the scripture of truth. You know, it means that word, I believe that word means inscribed, you know, but something that's inscribed means, you know, something that's written. Or you're making a note, or something's noted, you know, you got to write it. So Jesus said it is written. Of course, he kept taking the enemy back to the word, using that word against him. Not his own thoughts, or his own reasons. He just put the word on. That's also the same thing we need to do. Against the enemy. When he comes against us in our minds, with all his, with their fears, doubts, whatever, but you putting that word against the thing that's coming against you. Hallelujah. All right. Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Master and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Of course, in the highest places are our minds, right? You know, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to stand, withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yah, and this other part of the weapon here, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, so that's our armor, saints. The weapons that we take into the fight, take into the battle with us. So the Father didn't equip his soldiers with nothing. You know, he gave us a shield of faith, a helmet of salvation, you know, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the girdle of truth, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So we're not unequipped for the fight that we're in. And a lot of times, you know, when the enemy comes against us, you know, we're thinking, well, hey, I can't fight this enemy. You know, or he's overcoming me. No, he's not overcoming you. You're letting him overcome you. If you hear what I'm saying, the enemy's not overcoming you. You're letting him overcome you. You got to fight back. I remember there used to be a young man in the ministry. We used to try. Many a brother here used to encourage him, try to help him out any kind of way we could. Just with the fight, you know, he'd want deliverance. He even get deliverance at times, but he come back to you the next day, overcome with the devil in his mind. I mean, it's almost to the point, brother. I mean, we could tell him 1,000 ways from Sunday how to excuse me, false god name this thing. 1,000 ways from first day how to fight. I mean, any brother would give him every tip they could give him, but this brother would not fight. You know, he talked about being oppressed of the enemy and overcome. But now, brother, you letting the devil beat you. If you start fighting him back, you know, the word says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So you have to put some effort into this fight. You may not be used to fight, but you're gonna have to fight this enemy because he's not going away. You know, you thought Jesus had the problem for fighting them. Gave us the word. The time that an enemy tips with whatever he says. Hey, it's written. You know, if you're dealing with the spirit of fear. You know, Yah's not giving us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You know, so you don't have to give place to fear. Things like that. You know, but he dealt with a lot of, you know, anyway, projections and all that kind of stuff. It was just a bad thing. Just to see the young man overcome with the enemy in his mind just so easily. You know, like Pastor gave that example yesterday, you know, about the highway and blocking traffic on, you know, you got a 10-lane highway. If you at least stop up 4 lanes of traffic, you know, that's hindering something. Well, you're going to wreck them all or have a wreck in every lane. Now the devil can't, nothing can get through without you inspecting it. You set up a roadblock or whatever, a checkpoint, and start checking the thoughts that come through your mind. You know, because I'm sure we all are in this fight. Now, I know Brother Ugly is probably the only person who don't have to fight in his mind, but, you know, the rest of us, I know Brother Steve got a fight, Brother Tommy got a fight, Brother Weaver, And Brother Kenny, everybody else has to fight. But, you know, Brother Ugly, we know you don't have to fight, brother, because you're a righteous man. You're walking so perfectly, brother. You're not, the devil can't tempt you. Satan can't hit you. You know, with Brother Jermaine's bow tie. Yeah, I see you, Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. But no, saints, we always battle together. You know, if you see your brother down, pick him up. If he'll let you. Because some people can try to pull out the fire, but they want to stay in. Some people can't be encouraged. But those who are willing, hallelujah, help them. No, but the ones who ain't willing, I mean, they got to stay in the fire a little longer until they want to be helped. But anyway, hallelujah. You know, we go on. You know, in verse 12 it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickednesses in high places." You know, question of our enemy is not flesh and blood. But, you know, but Samuel, you don't always believe that, do you, bro? When somebody's getting on your nerves, that word don't mean that, then do it. Well, you know, that brother's just the devil. Well, no, that brother got the devil in him that's tempting you, that's trying to oppress you. So you can't just hate your brother and not realize that the enemy is working in him at any given time. And, you know, of course, and the enemies that are out there, just the saints, you know, not the saints, but the enemies out there the devil is using, you know, we know who's behind the attack. Now, they're in agreement with them, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, but we're not going to fight after flesh and blood. You know, when we bind spirits, loose spirits, you know, we use the ministering spirits, like Teacher Shane talked about in the last message he preached. You know, the ministering spirits are sent to minister to us who are the heirs of who are the heirs of the kingdom. They're sent to minister to us. We lose those angels when we, you know, doing the binding and loose. And by the way, saints, are we still doing the warfare prayers against the enemy? We can't let up. There's more. The list is ever growing. And I'll tell you, it amazes me how much opposition the man of y'all gets. And the truth the pastor that I was preaching gets. I always, you read things in the scripture, I've been reading the Bible. You see Jesus getting persecuted, Paul and things like that. But I never thought that I'd actually see that manifest in my own life. You know, we're seeing the man of y'all being attacked so much. You know, when Jesus had to, you know, of course they tried to kill him, you know, he'd get away from him. You know, Paul got stoned, you know, and died and stuff. You know, and of course, we know they killed James and all the apostles, but the things that happened to the men of Yah, you know, Jeremiah, the prophets, you know, of course, our people were persecuting the men of Yah, especially the prophets. You know, Paul, he got persecuted by, you know, some of our people and other people too, But I see the man of y'all getting attacked so much, it just blows my mind. Like, man, Pastor Dow can make a video about toilet paper. Some devil got to say something in there about, or they bring up some far left, stupid ass comment. Like, man, what the heck? You know, but like you said, it's just too much GMO, soy, and everything else these people are taking is just messing up their minds, or just making them just good habitations for the devil, because a lot of people are just off the chain now. Yes, sir, but Stephen, the word is still, the ministry is growing, yeah. The enemy list is growing, the word is growing, as the word gets out, the man of y'all is continue doing what he's doing, the Father's opening more doors for the word to get out. And I'll tell you, a lot of these enemies, you know, like I said before, you know, they hate this fellowship. Because they're on the outside, the out-of-court dwellers, like Teacher Shane says. And they want to judge us who are on the inside. You know, we've been where they are, but they're not where we are, saints. They haven't entered in. And they're rendering their judgments, of course, which mean nothing, but they're still speaking against us. We got to break them prayers and, you know, them words, and the curses they send off of us and all that. So, you know, we just have to keep pressing and doing what we're supposed to do. But, you know, but the enemy, you know, they're not going to give up. They're just not going to give up, but... What'd you say, Brother Ugly? Pastor can make a video about toilet paper. Some fool will have shit to say about it. Yeah, that's true, man. That's the truth. You know, but they, you know, the enemies are out there spying on the liberty. Now, if Pastor what hadn't made obeyed the Father and made himself known, though, those enemies wouldn't have had anything to do. They couldn't have made themselves known. You know, letting us see that the hot times out there to oppose it every second that he can. Yeah, any little thing. But that's what, you know, but hallelujah. We'll stay faithful to our course of action. Let's go to Isaiah 54:17. Some of these things I'm just going over tonight. Things I just reminding us of the things that are put forth in the Word for us. That's all. Just want to remind us. Like Peter said, you know, stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. We don't want to be the ones who are forgetful hearers. We want to be doers of the Word of Yah. And being faithful in all things and being diligent. You know, but it says this, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and the righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh. So the enemy can do what they want. They can persecute, they can lie, you know, speak evil of us, whatever they want to do. But the weapon's not going to prosper. It may seem like it, you know. The beast's going to make war with the saints. He's going to prevail against it. He'll prevail against us. So it may seem like his weapon is prospering, but it's not. Because what did Jesus say? Fear not them that can destroy your body. And that's all they can do. But rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. You know, so let's make sure we got our fear in the right place. But the enemy, you know, he's gonna do the things that he can do with us in his hand to do. And for the Most High, we'll turn the tide when it's time in any given situation. Like, you know, like look at Brother Kabir's situation with that, you know, with the child support thing. Now, how the Father delivered him out of that. Of course, at first they were prosper. That wicked woman of his was happy and rejoicing that she got all that. That she's getting that, what, $8,000 a month for child support and whatever else she got, you know. But the Father turned the tables on her. And I'm sure Brother Kabir is greatly blessed to see the Father's hand moving that way for him. Yeah, and many of you saints can have testimonies how the Father delivered you out of the hand of the enemy with these weapons that he's brought up against you, then only to see him fall to the ground. Even the words of these false prophets out here, these lying devil preachers out there that are speaking about pastor. You know, the words are falling to the ground. They ain't going up to heaven. They're not, you know, the things aren't coming to pass that they say are going to happen or whatever, the evil they speak, but they wish to see come upon us. But, you know, the most high is our defense. And we thank him for that. So just remember, no weapon that's formed against you is going to prosper. And the tongues that rise against you, you shall condemn. Hallelujah. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll read verses 3 and 4. You know, Pastor brought them up yesterday. Hallelujah. All right, let me get there, Saints. Can you post that there, Brother Ugly? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. I'm trying to get there. I'll start with verse 3. Number 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But we war after the Spirit, right, Saints? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah, and bringing into captivity every thought, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. But you know, our weapons are not carnal. That's why the men of Yah give us that instruction. Go back to Psalms 109. Pray that Psalms 109. Psalms 35. Let's keep it up. keep it up. Let's make sure we're breaking curses that people are sending on us. There's many witches and Satanists out there sending curses, sending demons, and all kinds of things out there. So, you know, doing all their cursing, hexing, and vexing they're trying to send upon the saints. But, you know, the curse calls and shall not come. So make sure you're walking clean. If you get dirty, make sure you get your garment clean. Make sure you repent. Get that blood applied so these curses and things that they send don't have nothing to attach to help you fall. Well, with the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So just make sure you strive to walk holy, saints, being righteous. You know, Paul said this, you know, over in, let's go there, Hebrews 13:18, Paul said this, let me get there, this is his prayer, or his request of the body, Hebrews 13:18. No, he said this. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. You know, living communally. You know, we're living honestly here. Are you saints out there? You're willing to live honest as well. You know, even though the enemy may charge you with wrongdoing, saying this, saying that, but we're not outlying, we're not out breaking into the commandments of Yah willfully. So we're willing to live honest, as much of the ability that lies within us all. We're willing to live honest. But you know, our enemies aren't willing to live honest because they don't live by the scripture of truth. They don't walk in truth as you walk. All of us are walking in. You know, they're walking in deceits, wicked imaginations. But, you know, they want to lay accusations against our pastor. You know, but, you know, Pastor Dollar Man is willing to live honestly. You know, he's not out here pimping out his wives to the man making money, sitting back like some fat cat. You know, being a pimp. You know, he's living honestly. You saints are living honestly. So just remember that, brothers and sisters. So you know, those of you living in community, you're living honestly. The heathen, our heathen families may not understand why we live this way. You know, your neighbors out there may not understand why you living the way you live, doing what you're doing for Yah. But you know, you're living honestly before Him. So hallelujah. As we are on our pilgrimage in this temporal world, you know, looking for that city whose builder and maker is Yah. The New Jerusalem will come down, you know, as we're waiting for our day of transformation when the King comes. You know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing, being the salt of the earth, being righteous, you know, and living victoriously too. You know, we'll have our trials and temptations, but at the end of the day, you know, we'll be thanking Yah because He's delivering us out of them all. And then we're overcoming the enemy every step of the way, getting victories, and not living in the agony of defeat. But we gotta keep resisting the enemy. Hallelujah. We gotta keep resisting the enemy. If we lay down for him, he's gonna walk all over us. So you gotta be in this fight. I remember one time a message Pastor was preaching some years ago. And he said, "No wonder this dog don't have no fight in him, you know, because you don't know the word, you know." So just remember, the saints, we need to get this word in our hearts. We need to let the word of Yah dwell in us richly. Hide this word deep in our hearts. Let's get it in us. Receive this engrafted word within. When you're reading it, make sure you're not just reading the word like a book, you know, but you're taking it in. You're meditating on it. You're letting it penetrate. You're letting it get in, letting it soak in. And make sure you go back and listen to the pastor's messages and taking them in. You know, we got to make sure we're doing everything that we can to get the word in us. You know, the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. You know, of course, how should they hear except they preach? And how should they preach except they be sent? So, you know, we've been sent a man, y'all. So let's make sure we're hearing and receiving and grasp the word from. And not despising the proper sign. You know, when you're getting rebuked in the preaching. Well, what's Pastor tell us? Yeah, the Holy Spirit reaches us where we're at. You know, they was ministered to us where we're at. You know, he dealing with me about one thing, and he dealing with Brother Ugly about something else. And he dealing with Brother Steve about something in his life. Dealing with Brother Samuel about something in his life. And the sisters too, you know. So the Father's ministering all around, you know, the minister is going all around. You know, getting everybody where they're at, you know. We're getting, you know, the same way we're getting ministered to here in Tennessee, and you're getting ministered to in California, in Canada, in New Orleans, everywhere the saints are. You know, the Father is giving you the word, and the Spirit is ministering to you what he wants to minister to you while you're here, as long as you're received. You know, of course, if you're offended, you're going to be hearing through that offense. You know, if you're jealous, you're hearing through that jealousy. You're fearful, you're going to be hearing through that fear. So get your heart right. Let's get our hearts right. Let's make sure we can hear like we need to hear and get delivered, get set free. Hallelujah. And be cleansed by and cleaned by the word. Let that word come in and clean out the things in our hearts. Let it touch. Let it minister. Let it break the yokes. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, saints. Hallelujah. Let's go to Acts chapter 2:42. And it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and breaking of bread and in prayers. You know, as we are doing the same thing today, saints, you know, in this ministry. Can't speak for nobody else. This is the only thing I know. So, hallelujah. But, you know, as we live here in the community, doing the same things like that, you know, continuing the word, you know, we can have things common. But anyway, you know, all of you are doing the same thing, too. You're in the same word with us as well, too, in this ministry. And like I said before, I really want to read that scripture just for the word, you know, the word fellowship in it. You know, of course, pastors mentioned the doctrine of us to us and things like, you know, things like that. But the enemy, I'm going to say he hates his fellowship. And I'm going to tell you, saints, you need to value this fellowship. Those of you that have fellowship, do not take it lightly. Do not take it lightly. Fellowship is a valuable thing in this time that we're in. The enemy is swooping around. Going around trying to pick off people. You know, like sometimes your brothers and sisters can be a shield unto you. Why, instead of you being a sheep out there alone, you know, five sheep together look kind of big to a press. They might, you know, especially if they walk up on them, oh, well, there's five of them, I might not be able to take them all out. So, you know, of course, you know, the shepherds, the sheep in this flock aren't defenseless. They got a shepherd to protect them. But let's make sure we, follow the shepherd, though, and stay close and don't run off so he got to break our leg. But, you know, you got to value this fellowship, saints. We really do. Because many people have separated themselves from it, you know, manifesting that spirit of Antichrist in them. With that mannerism of separating themselves, being sensual. But, you know, let's make sure we keep ourselves in the love of Yah. Stay in the fellowship. Let's edify one another. Let's help build up each other. Give strength to our brethren. You know, what did Jesus say to Peter? He said, when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. But how your brothers will see if you converted if you don't fellowship with them? You know, well, they kicked me out when I sinned. Well, brother, sister, bring forth fruit. And then when you get received back in the fellowship, we continue on that in that righteousness. So that way you won't be put out. You know, we forgive. But now we got to watch and make sure you're doing right for a season. It takes time. But even in that, don't despise the fellowship while you're away from it. Just you do what you're supposed to do, you'll be brought back in. But if you don't do it, then you're gonna be on the outside. And missing out, too. But I tell you, you know, it does a lot. You just don't understand the refreshing that you get just from fellowship. I remember being out away from the flock of Yah before the Father brought me into this body. I tell you, it was a lonely walk. Didn't have a brother or sister I could depend on. I was all by myself. You know, something happened, I didn't have nobody. The only one I had was Yah. You know, he kept me, sustained me until he brought me into a flock, into this flock. You know, but till then I was by myself. And it was one of the most miserable times of my life. I'm not gonna lie about that. That was one of the most miserable times of my life. I was seeking the Father daily about that too. That was one thing. If I didn't pray nothing else, I was praying that the most. That the Father, I want to be with your people. I want to be with your people. I'm sure you might. I was like that little widow woman. You know, that went to the unjust judge. You know, not that the Father's unjust, but I kept coming. Like, man, let me get this man some fellowship so he'll stop crying to me about that. You know, but at that point in my life, you know, I was just desperate for it. You know, and I've loved it ever since. And won't despise it. Hallelujah. So thanks. Just keep that fellowship going. Keep letting it grow. Strengthen one another. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Read that one. Well, thanks, we done. That's all I got for you tonight. That's all I really had on my heart to minister tonight. Thought I had something else, but that wasn't what the direction that the Spirit gave me tonight. So, but I do bless you all, saints. Appreciate being with you. I tell you, saints, we just gotta let the love of y'all continue within us, especially. Let's keep striving. Keep striving, because we are, you know, we're in the right way. We're in the right way, and the Most High hadn't led us wrong. But, you know, as far as this fellowship goes, you know, we got many videos out there, and other broadcasts that are going. You know, we got Brother Kabir at the KGB live show. We got Brother Michael Israel with his spiritual combat, Sister to Sister. You know, we got Pastor's Blog Talk. You know, Pastor Corey's things that he puts on his services and his messages and videos that he does as well. And all the other brothers and sisters out there that are putting stuff out. So there's a lot of content in this ministry. So we definitely don't need to be going grocery shopping anywhere. Straightway has a full plate here to keep you busy. So we don't need to be straying away from the table that the Father brought us to. Now, you can if you want to. You're not under bondage. You do what you want to do, but my advice is, you know, stay where the Father has led you. And value that, and receive the word the Father has for you here. But hallelujah! No, don't forget, saints. Those of you plan on going to the meeting in Atlanta, November 28th, and go to Pastor's video on the YouTube page, and you'll get all the details there. Well, I do bless you, saints. Brother Tommy, Brother Ugly, Brother Steve, Brother Samuel, Brother Kenny, Brother Weaver. And all you other saints in there that are listening. So thank you all for being with me tonight. You all be encouraged, and you keep up the faith. Don't keep laying them prayers down. Keep laying them prayers down, saints. Breaking them curses. And y'all keep standing. Hallelujah. Keep striving. I do love you all. Bless you all. Thank you for your time. And, oh, yeah, don't forget just to keep the man of y'all uplifted. Make sure we keep our pastor covered, saints, because that enemy, he wants to get the show. He wants to get to the shepherd. So if we get the shepherd, then he gets up. So let's keep our pastor lifted up, y'all. All right, bless you all. I do love you. Thank you for your time tonight. Shalom. The King is coming.